I'm talking now with Samantha Anderson, a senior at Yellow Medicine East High School. Hello.
Hi.
So the first question is, who are your parents and where are they employed?
My mom and dad are Mike and Jean Anderson. My dad is a farmer and my mom just helps him on the farm.
Okay. What did you want to be when you were in first or second grade? What did you want to grow up to be?
Honestly, I think I probably wanted to be a farmer because I loved getting to be with my dad out in the field and stuff, and I just admired him for all of that.
Is that still the case, that you like going out in the fields?
Yeah, I still love it a lot. That's why I chose to go into an ag career.
Okay, I was just about to ask, what are your current plans for after high school?
I plan to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings and double major in ag business and ag communications.
Ag business and communications. And so yep. What do you see as your dream job, like, say, 10 or 20 years from now?
I would love to write for, like, an ag magazine and get to go out and, like, interview the farmers and take pictures of them, you know, doing what they love and just tell their story.
What sort of school activities are you taking in right now, extracurriculars?
I'm in basketball, golf, FCA, FFA, MHS, prom committee, student council. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I knew that FFA was going to be on there. What specifically do you like doing in FFA?
I love, like, when we get to go out and, like, do all, like, our community service events. Like, in a couple weeks, we'll be doing a petting zoo at the Manor in Granite Falls, and they totally loved that. We did that last year, and we brought, like, a ton of animals, and the residents just, they had a great time, so that was really cool. And we get to go out to Oftedal Burroughs Seed. We help them with, like, their seed plots and stuff, and that's a good experience, too.
The classes you're taking in school, which ones come easier to you, and which ones do you have to struggle with a bit more?
I would say that probably English comes a little easier. I'm not very good at science. Those are pretty hard. I struggled with chemistry last year, but I made it through. I enjoy math, but right now it's kind of hard. I'm in college calculus, so.
So your long-time goal is to be, say, like an ag reporter or an ag writer?
Yeah.
And so that's why the English would come easier to you. You'd rather be writing about ag than in a lab?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Has there been anyone other than your parents who has been an influence in sort of pointing you in this direction?
Well, my entire family is, like, my mom comes from a farming family, and so does my dad. So, like, I guess, like, I've grown up around it everywhere I look. And then when I joined FFA, I've had two awesome advisors that have led me into it also.
When you were growing up, did you have daily chores that you had to do?
No, we don't have any livestock.
Okay.
My dad just has corn, soybeans, and sugar beets. But I spent every single summer since I was, like, five picking rock or walking beans and stuff like that.
How old were you when you learned how to drive a tractor?
Probably, like, 14.
Okay, I figured it would be something like that. Let's jump ahead. Let's say it's 10 years from now. You're at your high school 10-year reunion. And you're seeing the classmates you haven't seen in a long time, and all of a sudden the memories are just jumping out at you. What do you think are going to be some of your strongest memories about your school years?
I would say probably our junior and senior homecoming, because we get to have powder puff, and the FFA had, like, a bonfire for all of us kids, or the dances out at Lemar Ranch. I really enjoy going to all the football games and getting to be with my friends and cheer on our boys, so that was always fun.
So when you think of your high school memories, it's not what's going on in the classroom. It's everything going on around the classroom?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think going to a smaller school like Yellow Medicine East is an advantage or a disadvantage compared to someone who goes to one of these schools in the Twin Cities with 500 in the graduating class?
I think it's more of an advantage because you get more, like, one-on-one, like, help or... Like, you know everybody, everyone knows you. The teachers know, like, your strengths and your weaknesses, and they kind of, like, can adapt and, like, help you, like, personally. Like, it's not just another person in their class.
Have you done any mentoring? Have you looked at students younger than you and maybe nudged them a little bit along? I'm thinking like specifically in FFA.
Yeah. Well, this year I'm our chapter president, and like I've been a 3-year officer, so like I've been involved in all of that stuff. And we do a lot of stuff with like our younger kids to try and like get them involved from the very beginning, like trying to get them to do different like CDE contests, or because I'm on the Dairy Foods team, so we tried to recruit kids when they were younger so we could kind of build a team for the future, or like through the petting zoos and different stuff like that, just to get them involved or bring them out to the plots, because it's good for them to learn about egg and get comfortable with it at a young age, then hopefully they'll be more committed to FFA in the future.
So that kind of experience you're talking about, helping the younger ones, how can you see that experience helping you with your ultimate goal of being an ag reporter?
I'm not really sure. I think it helps me to, like, communicate with others and, like, learn how to, like, talk to people at, like, different age levels. You know, like, I can, like, communicate with, like, adults or, like older people, or, like, even, like, the young students to try and, like, you know, learn what they're passions are when it comes to agriculture.
Maybe tailor how you talk depending on your audience?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I've been talking with Samantha Anderson, a senior at Yellow Medicine East High School. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.